Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into carving jungle swing with modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12. And I mean deep. We're not just making a drum loop here, we're designing a groove that feels alive, slightly dangerous, and fully ready for a proper DNB system. The whole point is to capture that classic jungle motion, where the break has personality and the drums feel human, but then shape it with modern control so it still hits hard in a current club mix. That balance is everything. Too tight, and it becomes robotic. Too loose, and you lose the pressure. We want that sweet spot where the groove leans forward, the snare cracks, and the bass leaves just enough air for the rhythm to breathe. So first, set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. If you want it a little heavier and roomier, stay closer to 172 or 174. If you want that more classic roller urgency, push a bit faster. The exact number matters less than the feel, but this is the right zone for the kind of energy we're building. Now start by finding your rhythmic identity. Drop in a reference break, or use a classic break pattern as your timing guide. Don't worry about copying it perfectly yet. What you're really studying is the push and pull, the way the break leans ahead of the beat, then falls back, then snaps into place. That's the jungle DNA. In Ableton, you can pull a groove from a break and use the groove pull lightly, maybe around 10 to 35% timing amount depending on how loose the source already is. The goal is not to destroy the grid. The goal is to make the grid feel like it has pulse. And here's a key mindset shift. Treat the break like a lead instrument. Seriously. In advanced DNB, the chopped break is not background percussion. It's part of the hook. Those little editorial choices, like a delayed ghost hit, a clip tail, a missing snare before a phrase turn, or one accent that feels slightly wrong, but memorable. Those are the details that give the track identity. Now let's build the drum spine. We're going to separate this into two main layers. First, the break layer, which gives us soul, swing, and texture. Second, a clean punch layer, which gives us modern impact and definition. For the break, use simpler in slice mode, or drag the break into a MIDI track and slice by transient. If you want maximum control, split it into separate audio clips so you can shape individual hits. Keep the classic syncopation, but don't leave the kick and snare entirely to chance. We want intention here. For the punch layer, choose a clean kick and snare, or resample strong transients from the break if they already have the right character. Keep this layer dry and direct. This is the part that should translate on bigger systems without getting muddy. A really useful starting point is drum bus. On the punch layer, add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep the boom low unless you specifically need extra low punch. Add a touch of crunch if the drums feel too polite, and bring up the transient control a bit so the snare has that bite. Then use EQ8 to carve space. High pass the snare somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz if needed, and if it lacks body, gently add some weight around 180 to 250 Hz. If the break feels too dusty, you can brighten the presence a little around 2 to 5 kHz, but don't overdo it. Now comes the fun part, chopping the break for swing, ghost notes, and phrasing, not just repetition. A loop that repeats the same way every bar is not enough. We need micro edits. We need breath. We need a little drama. Duplicate your break clip across 2 or 4 bars and start making small moves. Pull some hats slightly late so they lurch a bit. Keep the ghost notes and little snare drags before the main snare. Remove one hit every couple of bars so the groove has space to speak. Add a quick reverse slice or a stuttered tail before a phrase change. These little changes make the loop feel composed instead of copied. A strong pattern to think about is this. Bar 1 gives you the full phrase. Bar 2 drops one kick or hat to create anticipation. Bar 3 brings the main break back with an extra ghost hit. And bar 4 delivers a fill or a cut for transition. That's the kind of movement that keeps a DNB loop alive. If you're working with MIDI slices, use velocity as part of the performance. Don't randomize everything. Shape it. Ghost snares can live around 40 to 70 velocity. Main snare hits should be more solid, maybe 95 to 127. Hats can sit lower, around 20 to 50 for the little supporting details. Think of velocity as choreography, not decoration. Now let's bring in the vintage soul and the modern punch at the same time. The vintage side comes from sample texture, saturation, and a little imperfection. The modern side comes from transient discipline and clean bus shaping. On the break track, try saturator or roar to add density. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Turn on soft clip if needed. If the hats start getting brittle, darken the tone a little instead of trying to push more volume. Then tighten the sample envelope if the break feels too washed out. In simpler, Shortening the tail can make a huge difference. You're not trying to erase the character of the brake. You're just making sure the front edge still hits with authority. You can also add a subtle high pass around 25 to 35 HE on the brake bus to clean up sub rumble. And if the low mids get cloudy, tame the 250 to 400 HE area a little. A tiny bit of redux can add that gritty underground texture, but only very lightly. If you hear it too clearly, it's probably too much. Now the bass. This is where the groove either locks in or falls apart. The bass has to answer the drums, not fight them. That means your bassline should respect the swing and the accents in the break. Don't just avoid the snare. Listen to where the break naturally leans forward and where the ghost notes sit. A bass note that lands just after a strong ghost accent can feel like it's being pulled into the groove. That's the magic. Build the bass in two layers. First, a sublayer. Keep it mono. Simple, stable, and clean. A sine wave or a very pure waveform is perfect. Use utility to set the width to 0% and keep the sub centered. Don't high pass it away, just control it carefully and add a little saturation if you need it to speak on smaller speakers. Then add a mid bass layer. This can be a reese, a growl, or some low mid movement from Waveeatable, Operator, or Analog. Use unison or detuned oscillators if you want width and motion. Add LFO movement to the filter. Detune or Waveeatable position, but keep the sub stable. The sub is the foundation. The mid bass is where the character lives. Phrase the bass like it's having a conversation with the drums. Leave space on the snare. Use short notes for tension and longer notes for pressure. Put a bass stab on the offbeat after the snare, or use a pickup into the next bar. Give the listener a call and response. Drum statement, bass answer. Drum statement, bass answer. That's how the groove becomes musical instead of just mechanical. Now we glue the low end together with sidechain and frequency discipline. Put a compressor on the bass group and key it from the kick, or from a ghost kick if the actual kick is sparse. A good starting point is a fast attack, a release somewhere around 50 to 120 ms depending on the tempo and the bass pattern, and a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. You're generally looking for a few dB of gain reduction on each kick hit. If the bass still crowds the kick or snare area, use EQ8 to make a little room around 120 to 200 HE, but don't carve out the entire low end. Sometimes it's better to automate filter movement than to permanently remove weight. The more musical approach is usually the stronger one. At this point, make sure your drum rolls are clear. The break provides the soul and the swing. The punch layer provides the impact. If both layers are trying to do the same job, the groove starts to blur. And if the low end is too busy, the whole track loses authority. In DNB, space is power. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where advanced composition really shows up. Don't let the loop run forever without a decision. Build in phrase logic. Think in 4-bar, 8-bar, and 16-bar movement. For example, bars 1 to 4 can establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8 can add variation, maybe a new bass rhythm or extra ghost drums. Bars 9 to 12 can strip out one layer and open the filter a bit. Bars 13 to 16 can switch up the break or bring in a fill that resets the energy. Use automation to make these changes feel alive. Bass filter cutoff is a big one. Drum bus drive can rise slightly for a more intense section. Reverb, sends on a few snare ghosts can create a nice wash without destroying the roller feel. A delay throw on the last hit of a phrase can add motion. Even a small auto filter resonance move before a phrase turn can create tension. And remember this. Think in three layers of motion. Macro motion is the big 4, 8, and 16 bar changes. Mid motion is the stuff that shifts every 1 or 2 bars. Micro motion is velocity, nudges, and transient changes. If all three are happening at once, the loop gets crowded. You want the track to breathe, not panic. A really effective trick is to create contrast in decay. Let the drums stay short and clipped, while the bass notes have just a little more length. That contrast can make the groove feel massive. If everything is equally short, it feels thin. If everything is equally long, it turns muddy. The tension between those decay shapes is part of what makes the track feel deep. Now let's add some texture and keep the arrangement moving. Every 8 bars, add one subtle musical detail. A chopped vocal stab, a filtered piano hit, a short atmosphere tail. A reverse cymbal into the phrase change. You don't need huge melodic changes for the tune to feel alive. In darker DNB, small changes can carry a lot of weight. Also, don't underestimate subtraction. Sometimes the best pre-drop move is to strip things away. Remove the hats. Drop the bass mids. Mute one supporting element for half a bar. That emptiness makes the next downbeat hit harder than another layer ever could. If you want even more movement, try ghost note displacement. Move one ghost snare or add a tiny bit ahead of or behind the grid every four bars. Or flip a tiny slice of the break into a reversed hit for a short break inversion. Use that sparingly so it feels like a signature, not a gimmick. Another useful technique is to alternate snare identities. You can layer two snare flavors and let one dominate in one 8-bar phrase, while the other takes over in the next. One can be drier and harder, the other a little dirtier and more papery. That gives you evolution, without changing the whole drum pattern. Now we resample. This is where the groove starts generating its own ideas. Route your drum group or drum and bass group to a new audio track and record 4 or 8 bars. Then consolidate the best section and slice it into new clips. That gives you material for fills, reverses, transition tails, and little moments of accident that you might never program by hand.